This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven at the hour here. The court will come to order. How do you do? Quick headlines. We go through the headlines. Kind of reminds me of how I do the countdown show on the weekend. I try to get through all 10 of the top items, and we go through two or three, and then we stop on one and take it apart. So even though I may have a plan here, I've developed remarkable talent for having a plan that falls apart. So here we go. Let's see if we can get through this without having to go down the coronavirus trip for a while. That's Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen. Not generic at all. We're here with a choice. We've made a choice to not talk about coronavirus for a while, but yet...
Just taking a break.
Yeah, okay. Well, there's a... I heard this morning that, in fact, Donald Trump has decided he doesn't want to be president anymore, and he's wished Joe Biden well. Is that true?
No, not true. Fake news. Fake news.
No.
But a couple of people have sent out some endorsements. The two biggest stories probably over the – or the two biggest endorsements over the last 48 hours, Kamala Harris, the senator from my home state of California, issued an endorsement for Joe Biden, which was a bit odd, I thought, because she was the one who tried to tear Joe apart. Yeah, that's a long shot. But she tried to tear Joe Biden apart in that first or second presidential debate when she went after him for his handling of race relations and busing and all of those votes that he had made as a senator decades back. And so it was surprising to hear from her, but she released her statement saying that she would support the former vice president. And then Bernie Sanders, over the weekend, got the endorsement of the Reverend Jesse Jackson, who actually said he would commit to campaigning with Bernie Sanders.
I'm getting about three votes.
Well, I mean, here's the thing with endorsements for me. Is there anybody on the planet who could endorse somebody? You go, yep, okay, phew, finally, now I know how to vote. Does anybody really listen to endorsements?
I think in South Carolina, one of the where
yeah, that Byburn,
his has some weight. But I just talk from my personal perspective. There's not a Clyburn in my life that can come out and say, oh, this is how it goes. So in any case, the primaries on Tuesday are going to be big. And this is a moment for Bernie Sanders to either prove that he's in it or that Joe Biden is going to run over him. And I think that we've talked about this before. I can't stand the idea of bellwethers because I think in politics in this day and age, there's so much that can change. But if there is a bellwether, I believe that it is Michigan. That's a state that Bernie Sanders should win. It's a state that he should win pretty handily. But Joe Biden has been going up, up, and up in the polling, and Michigan votes Tuesday.
Black voters, watch the black
voters. But the Michigan governor, Gretchen Whitmer, she has come out for Bernie, and that could really tip the scales in his favor because she's popular.
So I think it goes, if Bernie can pull off a win, then I think that he can try to stage a comeback a bit, and it can be, they'll ping pong back and forth with some wins that'll take this closer to the convention. But if Biden wins Michigan, I think it's pretty much over for Bernie. So the states that vote on Tuesday, Idaho, Michigan, Mississippi, Missouri, North Dakota, and Washington, and he must win some of those states to stay in this thing and to stop the momentum, or the Joe-mentum, as the news media has created for him. Michigan in particular is a state, according to Politico, that could break Bernie. It did almost last time. Remember, he upset Hillary Clinton. It actually helped him kind of catapult ahead and stay in it for a longer time than they thought that he would. So that's what's happening as far as the elections go. People are talking about the coronavirus when they show up at the polling place. So just still go out and vote, people. It matters.
Go out and vote. Buy things. do all sorts of this. South Korean military says the North Koreans have fired some unidentified projectiles. Don't you love this? Is like a proper speak. Unidentified projectiles, otherwise known as missiles. Well, they went into the East Sea.
It could be spitballs.
Spitballs, right. This is just so you know that there are other crazy things going on in the world besides coronavirus and who endorses whom. There was a shooting involving a motorcycle club over the weekend in Cleveland. One person dead, more than a dozen injured. What is there about motorcycle gangs? I guess that's what they are, right? Motorcycle, they want to be one is tougher than the rest of them. Whatever. I don't know.
Didn't motorcycle gangs, like, die out with Hell's Angels?
No, actually, they haven't.
Apparently not, since there was a shooting over the weekend between some of them.
Yeah. But you have to wonder. But the people who are in the motorcycle gangs are guys my age.
Oh,
in
boy.
Many instances, I don't know if you call them gangs, but you can go any weekend anywhere around the country, and you can find dozens of these guys on their Harleys or whatever other kind of hogs.
Those are like, well, there are motorcycle clubs. Yeah, that's different from like a motorcycle gang.
They're
not
they have the tattoos on them. No, they don't, you know, killing you, but at any rate.
Did you just say they have tattoos on them?
A lot of the old guys are
scary and dangerous.
So does like half of your family now. So. Are they part of a motorcycle gang?
Not the last time I checked, anyway. The folks in Saudi Arabia apparently had, well, I don't know if it was the folks, whether the people there care, but the royal family cares. This intrigue here, supposedly, I didn't realize there were so many princes. Did you realize there were so many princes? Over in Saudi Arabia, one bunch is trying to get rid of the other bunch.
Yeah,
they're trying
a million
to
of them. Yeah.
Pull out Mohammed.
Oh, they're like a motorcycle gang.
Yeah, they all have tattoos.
They're trying to be the toughest.
Right. So, apparently, over the weekend, the several princes, including Mohammed bin Nayef and Ahmed bin Abu Dhazi, contenders for the throne, try to bump off Mohammed bin Salman, and so today they stand accused of treason, and they may be executed because of the nasty that they were doing against their cousin. Come on. I don't know. And here back at home, folks, SpaceX says that they are going to send tourists. Now, see, here's a way to escape the coronavirus, right? Go out to the International Space Station. Or not.
Unless someone sneezes on you.
Yeah. SpaceX says it signed a deal with Axiom Space, planning to take tourists, private research folks, astronauts from foreign countries, and anybody else who can pay up to the ISS, International Space Center. Flights will accommodate 3 passengers on the SpaceX Crew Dragon spacecraft. I think they come up with a better name than that. But this is, by the way, there's no pilot in this thing. It flies by itself. Who wants to go up? if I'm going up in space for the first time, I think I want to see somebody sitting someplace that looks like they're in charge, right?
Yeah.
The capsule is only 13 feet across. Talk about being in a tin can.
No, thanks.
I would hyperventilate. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I can't even think about that.
No. I'd go up in something that was the size of an airplane. The old shuttles, they had a lot of space in them. But to go up in a little tin can like that, no. I think I'll pass on that one. Woody Allen is in the news, and not necessarily for a good reason. We'll find out why he's the focus of some attention as we continue here on today's DJV program.
Hey, guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We have a brand new podcast, Mock and Daisy's Common Sense Cast. Every week, we talk about the issues that matter to us and matter to you, too. Everything from parenting and our families to the dangers of social media and the ridiculous trends it's created, like gender reveal parties and promposals. It's a little bit of everything, because if we really want to make America great again, we need to start in our own homes. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app or your favorite podcasting platform.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
I am doing all the right things, drinking plenty of water, eating right, and exercising. But month after month, my constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating keep coming back.
Irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, affects 13 million Americans. Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sponsored by Allergan Pharmaceuticals and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Don't forget about our weekly podcast, the latest DJB podcast. We focus on the common sense things you ought to be doing to protect yourself from the coronavirus and the flu and the colds and all the other things, and then some of the crazy things people are stocking up on. We also predict how the Tom Brady Patriots drama will be resolved. That isn't looking too hot for New England fans, at least at this point anyway. And then there is a discussion on the podcast of New York's ban on plastic bags. And also a lot of foods that you can score this week, from Chick-fil-A to Dairy Queen. You can review and subscribe to the podcast on the Apple Podcast app. You'll find out as soon as a new episode is available what's what and who's who. So you go to Stitcher or Blog Talk or TalkStream Live or iTunes or whatever. Follow us on Facebook.com/DJV Show or DJVShow.com. So Woody Allen has a book that he wrote about himself, because with Woody Allen, it's always
his
all
favorite
about him.
Topic.
Anyway, yeah. Right. Apropos, say it again, Doug, apropos of nothing, so the people that are publishing this book, Hatchet Book Group, I don't think that's it, it's Hachette probably, is that how you pronounce it, you think, ladies? The group, anyway, decided it will not publish Woody Allen's memoir, originally supposed to be on sale next month, will return all rights to the author. They announced last week they would be releasing the memoir in April. And then after that announcement, Ronan Farrow stated that he would be ending his relationship with them. So this is interesting.
Which is a far more lucrative relationship right now.
Catch
Ronan
and
Farrow's
kill.
Catch and Kill is what brought Harvey Weinstein down. It's all of the women from the Me Too movement. Like, that was a massive bestseller. It launched a very popular podcast that he has right now. And for them to even think of publishing Woody Allen's book, knowing how Ronan Farrow and his sister Dylan Farrow have been so vocal about Woody Allen molesting his sister when he was married to Mia Farrow, I don't even understand how this company even moved forward with it.
All right, well, there it is. They're not now. 21 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350-350. That's DO88 to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I keep the ends out for the tie that binds.
Great stuff.
I walk the line.
23 and change at the hour on the DJV program. It's time for us to do some music focused on this time around Johnny Cash. Wow, this is going to be great. In a period of Johnny Cash's recording career, he wasn't appreciated as much as he might have been at other times. So the folks at Mercury Records that had his contract early on before he went to Columbia are going to re-release a 7-disc box set called the Complete Mercury Recordings, 86 to 91. The CD set includes several rare or previously unreleased tracks and a 20-track collection entitled Classic Cash Hall of Fame Series Early Mixes, material mastered from tapes that were just discovered by the folks at Mercury Records. The vinyl version doesn't include this LP. It'll be available as a limited edition LP on Record Store Day, which is the 18th of next month. Also being issued is the new Greatest Hits album, Easy Rider, the best of the Mercury recordings. There are 24 different cuts from Cash's Mercury days. The album will be available as a single CD, a double LP, and digital download. I'd like to pick this up, by the way. This would be cool. And then, let's see, they picked up the rights to this. Mercury went with Cash after he was dropped by Columbia Records in 86. First album in the set revisits his Sun Records days, Class of 55, Memphis Rock and Roll Homecoming, that reunites him with some of his label mates, Roy Orbison when he first got started, Jerry Lee Lewis, Carl Perkins. Special guests on the LP include Sun Records founder Sam Phillips, John Fogerty, Ricky Nelson, Dave Edmonds, The Judds, June Carter Cash, and Cowboy Jack Clement, who was one of the big producers at the time. The Complete Mercury Recordings, 86 to 91, and Easy Rider, the best of the Mercury recordings, available on the 24th of April. This is big stuff. This is very big stuff. A ring of fire.
How much do we think this will cost?
I'd say this would be maybe a couple hundred bucks. Yes, no?
I don't know.
Stuff.
I don't know the pricing.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, but...
Yeah. Just listening to this puts me in a good space, so this would be good. All right, so that's the Johnny Cash story. 26 after on the DJV program with Jennifer, Victoria Cara, and Rustin Kelly. All right, so you're going to have to help me along with this. Apparently, Mr. Cully performed a rare duet with his wife, Casey Musgraves, during a sold-out concert last Friday at the Ryman Auditorium, with the couple delivering a stripped-down rendition of Kelly's Just for the Record. Just for the Record, I Really Love You. Great line, thanks. Musgraves, who announced this week she will sell some of her stage-worn outfits to aid Nashville Tornado Relief, provided background vocals on the studio version of the track that appeared on Rustin's Dying Star LP from a couple of years ago. Kelly and Musgraves have only performed Just for the Record a handful of times together since it was released. They've also played their Johnny Cash tribute to June this morning on stage together in recent years. June Carter Cash, I'm guessing that's a reference to her.
Yes.
In September of 2018, during an interview, Rustin said of Casey, quote, "She was such a strong, redemptive force in my life, I didn't think I was worthy of anything. She reminded me that it doesn't matter, that everybody has a past. Someone has to help pick you up somehow." What a wonderfully romantic statement and feeling, isn't that?
They're pretty cute together. I'm glad that it's working out, because people got nervous when they both deleted each other from their Instagram. So
what was the problem? What happened?
I don't know. No one knew.
I feel like they were just becoming more private, because it seems like
maybe,
they're totally fine. But
yeah, okay. Well, good. Harvey Weinstein finds his way into our site's conversation league.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A new week begins and the number of coronavirus cases in the United States continues to rise. U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Jerome Adams saying there's no need to panic. That after Johns Hopkins University said the number of cases had reached almost 550 in the United States as of yesterday.
You're going to see more cases. Unfortunately, you're going to see more deaths. That doesn't mean that we should panic.
Dr. Adams was speaking on CNN's State of the Union. There are 22 deaths reported in the United States because of the rapidly spreading virus. Oil prices are experiencing a historic crash this morning, not because of coronavirus, but after Saudi Arabia started a price war against Russia yesterday. The Reverend Jesse Jackson endorsing Bernie Sanders for the Democratic presidential nomination, saying yesterday that a vote for Sanders is a vote for justice and health care. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Move into another half hour here on the More Than Better BJV program. Hello. Administering truth, justice, and the American way here on the DJV opportunity. Every day we're here, and the consistent thing about Jennifer and Victoria and Kara is that they all like to have conversations with each other on the air and off the air. Usually the off the air stuff, I don't know why we've never been able to do this, Kara. Why can't we record some of the stuff that we talk about off the air and then put it into the podcast or a podcast?
I know that? It sounds fun when we all do it ourselves, but when people, it's a little bit hard when people have absolutely no context why we're talking about these random things and have pogs in between, and it's not quite as funny, I think, to other people as it is to us when we've been having a conversation across 5 days and then you know there's an update or something. You know, sometimes
it's
we
like
also
an inside joke.
Sometimes we also like to keep some of our conversations private. Every conversation is for everybody here.
The conversation we just had needs to stay private. That is not for public consumption.
Man, and I missed it.
I didn't hear it either. I don't know what the heck you're talking about. You want to tell us?
It's just Karen and me.
Okay. All right. Harvey Weinstein is at Rikers. He had some kind of a heart procedure.
Yeah, it turns out he wasn't faking it. He actually did have a heart condition, and so after the jury delivered his guilty sentences, He was rushed to Bellevue Hospital in New York, and it turns out he actually did have a heart blockage. So they cleared that with a stent, which is essentially what Mick Jagger just had. Bernie Sanders had that same procedure recently. It's very common. And so now he's back on the mend, and he's at Rikers where he belongs. And he will be there until March 11th when the sentencing actually happens. So we'll see if he ends up staying more, if he becomes a permanent resident of Rikers, or if he'll go to some other type of prison. I don't think he's going to go to like a cupcake prison, though. I don't think he's going to go where Michael Cohen and Mike the Situation went, because he's a sex offender, so I think he will probably have to go to maybe, like, medium security. I'm not sure, but not white-collar day camp.
I like that you call it cupcake prison.
Cupcake prison. All right, so let's see. We were talking a little earlier. If you want to catch up on it, you can go to the podcast or just the review of hour number, what is it, number three, number four? Which hour is this? One, two, three, four. This is hour number four. All right, so we have...
You sound like Joe Biden.
No, no. Well, we are contemporaries, you know.
I know.
The discussion about Woody Allen and his publisher and what they're doing there brought me around to something that I'd seen over the weekend that I thought was kind of interesting. Those of us who went to college, remember what a problem it was to find textbooks? I often bought used textbooks. I didn't buy the new textbooks because they were so expensive. Well, it seems that there is more for those of you who are sending your children off to college, or maybe you've noticed this and wondered why it was so expensive to buy all these books. Apparently, there are a bunch of parents who got together and schools to form a new antitrust class action lawsuit against a few textbook publishers and college bookstore chains. Apparently, they had conspired to monopolize the textbook market, and that forced students to pay higher than market prices for materials that were needed for their classes. Apparently this has come more to light because of the digitization, is that the right word? Digitizing all of the textbooks. And so the publishers they've pushed a lot of people out, and they've monopolized the market for textbooks. So the big names, McGraw-Hill. And it's interesting, there's a personal anecdote here. This was all started, my cousin Dougie Morton, who was the son of my Uncle Dudley, who was the commander of the Wahoo, the submarine that sunk more tonnage. Let me know if I'm going too deep into the weeds here, ladies, in the Second World War. He got out of college, and he didn't know what he was going to do. He was a traveling salesman for McGraw-Hill. At that time, the biggest publisher of college textbooks in the country. And his territory was the Midwest and the Mid-South and the upper Midwest, the Rocky Mountain states. So he traveled to 14, 15 different states and had all the textbooks in the car. And he made a living, but he didn't do well. And he was working at a college, and it was one of the colleges in Colorado, but I don't know which one. And a professor came to him and said, I've got a manuscript for a book, but I can't get it published. Can you help me? So Dougie said, yeah, I'll try to help you out. Let's see what I can do. Well, he couldn't get anybody to publish it, so he figured out how to publish it on his own. That is my cousin. And the guy thought it was fabulous. Thank you very much. I'm really appreciative because I can now get my doctorate because I had to publish the book. Okay, so fast forward about 10 years. A lot of other professors started asking him to publish his books. And he did. He started a little publishing company called Morton Publishing. His name was Dougie Morton. Morton Publishing, to fast forward to 27 years after he started it, and he sold it to McGraw-Hill for $34 million. And here's a guy who just, you know...
That's pretty impressive.
Said he was happy to help him out, and other people, he just kept doing it and figured out how to do it on his own. And before you knew it, pretty much every professor at mid-range colleges where they didn't, you know, like there's Oxford Publishing, and there's Yale Publishing, and Harvard above. But the mid-level profs, they couldn't get their books published, so he was publishing them, and they, you know, they got traction. They were used as oftentimes as textbooks. But this is, again, a great sort of example of an American story. You start something, you don't know where it's going to go, and bingo, somebody offers you $34 million bucks for it. And the company continued because it developed into supplying all kinds of things for bookstores, college bookstores around the country, and still his daughters still run it today. So anyway, but to go back to what's going on, did you think any of you when you were going to school the books were crazy expensive and you wished, well, how come?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, they're nuts.
And totally. I used to always try to buy mine used, but
yeah, me too.
Those are always a hot commodity.
Yeah, yep. I did as well. But it's just one of those things that somebody somewhere gets together and they say, okay, we've had enough of this. I'm going to do something about it. And I've never figured out who it was or how sometimes these antitrust, you know, some smart lawyer gets together with a bunch of people. And that's how these all, you know, you see, excuse me, you see ads all the time on TV for, if you worked around asbestos or you've got myosemiolothia or whatever it is, you can call this number. Well, that's how it gets started, these class action lawsuits. And oftentimes they end up in million-dollar settlements for the people who are involved. So something to think about. At 42 past the hour, this is the DJV program on the air and in the air and here and there. The American Family Farmer is one of the shows that I do, and there's a podcast that you can find at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Most recent one, we talk about the farmers that are getting it in the neck because of the president's farm subsidies. Man, are the farmers turning, you know, Jennifer, you keep telling me that 40% or three-fifths of them or whatever are going to vote for him. I don't see that happening. I see a lot of people really PO'd because of what's gone on with these subsidies. And so we talk about that in the most recent American Family Farmer Show, which you can find at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, I additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Aronson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
There is a real, real need to understand what a lot of our service folks are going through in terms of some of the maladies that you don't necessarily... We talk a lot about PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, but there are other things going on with people that are in the service. So I have with us a 33-year military veteran, somebody who's suffering from advanced B-cell blood cancer. He is surviving, but he's running out of options. Well, he was running out of options until he came across Dr. Krishna Komanduri, who is a cellular therapist, a hematology oncologist at Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center. So I wanted them to tell the story. First of all, Dr. Komanduri, let's talk about what this is. What is B-cell blood cancer?
So B-cells are a type of healthy white blood cells that produce antibodies that keep us healthy from infection. And unfortunately, in some people, B-cells can become cancerous, and that can lead to either leukemia, which often happens in young adults, or a cancer of lymph nodes, which is more common in as we age, and with the greatest risk actually being in individuals over the age of 60. But really, many adults do have cancerous B-cell diseases that we call lymphoma.
Mm-hmm. All right, so if I may refer to you, Bobby Hagee is the 33-year veteran of being in the service. What branch of the service, Bobby, were you in?
I was in the Army.
Okay. And what's the rest of your story? You were in the Army, been in for a number of years, your career, and how do you think your career impacted your battle? Do you think that being in the Army caused you to have this cancer?
So I would not put a coin how I actually got the cancer. All I can say is that in my 30th year of service, I did develop a mass on the back of my tongue, and after biopsy, it revealed that it was the advanced B cell blood cancer. And I did do several treatments, normal treatments, chemotherapy, radiation. I relapsed. After that, I went through a stem cell transplant and relapsed after that. And after that last treatment, I really felt like I was losing ground. And like you had mentioned in the opening there, I didn't feel too good about maybe what was going on. And that's when I began to research with my doctor, and we found the CAR-T, the immunotherapy, which has worked really well for me.
So tell us a little more about your service, though. Where were you stationed and what was your job?
So I had an unusual service career. I was out of my 33 years of service, I was stationed at Fort Bragg for 33 years. I was assigned to the United States Army Special Operations Command for 23 years from the last 23 years. My last unit was globally positioned out of Korea, Hawaii, Germany, and the Mideast. So we had quite a block of territory that that my last unit covered, and we ran quite hard since 9/11.
So, Dr. Commanduri, back to you. Bobby mentioned something called CAR-T cell therapy. What is that, and how does it work, especially for somebody like him?
Yeah, and so what Bobby described was a story that after he failed his autologous transplant, and for patients who have failed two or three more therapies, this is a therapy that can be, a disease that can be cured up front, but for patients who are in Bobby's situation, the likelihood of responding to any next line of therapy was probably no more than 5 or 10%, with the vast majority of people dying of their disease. So what we realized years ago was that the immune system actually had remarkable power to be able to cure cancers. And in CAR-T therapy, what happens is that we remove healthy white blood cells, a subset of cells called T cells that are really, again, important in our response to things like viruses and other organisms. And then those T cells are removed from the body, actually sent to a central manufacturing facility where they're genetically modified so that they basically produce a new receptor on their surface that helps them hone in and target cancer cells that are of the specific type that we're trying to treat, in this case, B cell lymphoma. So those cancer cells can go in, and right now with CAR-T therapy, 40% of patients who are treated with CAR-T therapy appear to be cured, which is just a dramatic advance relative to what we had before.
This is a big story, not only for folks who are suffering the same sort of thing that Bobby is, but for, it would appear, people that that have other kinds of cancers. So, Bobby, you got a new lease on life, it would seem.
I absolutely do. I spend more time with family, and I actually look at each day as a blessing. And I could not be more happy with this turnout of this trip.
Good luck to you, Doctor. Thank you. Go to myt-heroes.com for more info, or sylvester.org/CART. 10 before the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
After the hour. Yep, it's the Money Pit time. Money Pit! Money Pit.
Money Pit.
And Mr. Money Penny, as opposed to Miss Money Penny. I don't know, have you ever been referred to as Mr. Money Penny? I kind of like that.
No, perhaps Mr. Money Pit.
Money Pit, okay. Mr. Money Pit is here. Tom Kreidler, co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program on the air around the country every weekend and always available at moneypit.com. Got a great newsletter there. We'll tell you about that. The coronavirus certainly is affecting and infecting. What's going on? Do you have a word from, there's so much focus on what do we use to clean our house? Should we keep our, even it's only my family that's come to the home or is coming home every day, don't have guests or whatever, but is there something that we should be doing around the sink or in the bathroom or with our hairbrush or a toothbrush or whatever that you can think of that requires an extra special little bit of attending to? Or is this coronavirus thing a big red herring, do you think, in terms of people in their homes?
Well, certainly I'm not going to say it's a big red herring, Doug, but...
I am, but you don't have to.
All right. But I will say that using disinfectants is a good idea around your house. Now, we actually have a product here called Jaws that you mix up yourself. It's a just-add water system. And you put a cartridge in a bottle, and you add water, and this way it's a kind of very green cleaner. It's not being shipped water around the country, and it's very pH neutral, so it's a friendly product. But it's a hospital-grade disinfectant, and that use any kind of disinfectant like that, or a sanitizer, which is a disinfectant that cleans on all the surfaces, so kitchen surfaces and the vanity surfaces and the sinks. You can use it on the floors and on the walls. So just, make sure you're using an actual disinfectant, not just a soap, when you're cleaning these things.
Mm-hmm. All right. Here's listener Richie, who installed a new laminate floor all in his living room and kitchen, but the planks don't stay locked. What did he do wrong?
You know, you may not have done anything wrong, Richie. I have heard of this before where they're supposed to click together and they don't stay locked. And usually it's because the floor perhaps is a little bit unlevel and these planks are very susceptible to any twisting. But what you might want to do is, if they do pop loose, is use some yellow carpenter's glue in the seams. I have done laminate installations where I've glued those seams together and found that, you know, that totally did the trick. Even though they're supposed to stay automatically locked, and especially if they've come apart and you've tried to pop them together, they sort of wear out quickly, Doug. But mm-hmm. I'll use the yellow glue in there. The trick is, you got to wait till it dries to get sort of that rubbery consistency, and then you could, like, peel any extra right off it so you don't have any that sort of dries on the surface. So I would just glue those seams together.
Peel it off and scrape it off? Or is it rub off with,
A little bit damp, with damp cloth.
Okay. All right. The Money Pit podcast, by the way, is ranked number one, the best podcast of all time by Apple Charts. And the latest episode focuses on floors. We were just talking about floors, so there's all kinds of help in there. This is one of those things Tom and Leslie are all about answering your questions. So anytime you can call 888-MONEY-PIT and you can leave your question and get it answered on the air. Also, I find very helpful. I look at your website. I really do.
Thank you.
What the newsletter, very, very handy. And this week you can get a jump on spring gardens with a do-it-yourself greenhouse. Tell you how to do that at MoneyPit. Do you set one of those up in your backyard? I could see you putting one of those things up in your backyard.
We've not put the big greenhouse up. We have used the tunnel greenhouses, the polytunnels.
Really, how those work?
They work great. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you don't need a big greenhouse, like a walk-in, you just use a polytunnel.
Little one.
You can use them, really, the small ones that are only 3 feet off the ground, or you could use the big ones that you walk in. But
you can play in them. Simple. You can be down on your hands and knees. Have some fun. Listener Chris has insulated his garage.
Yeah.
He was looking to heat it, both to do projects and add heat to rooms above the garage. What's the best thing for him to do to heat his garage?
Well, first of all, you want to make sure your garage is insulated. Remember that garages are not designed as living space. So the walls, the exterior walls that are not between the garage and the house, those walls will not be insulated, Chris. So you need to insulate the walls, insulate the ceiling, the area above. If it's got a drywall ceiling, look above that. It probably is not insulated. So I wouldn't put any money into heat until we make sure it's as warm as possible. And then when it comes time for the actual garage heaters themselves, you have lots of choices. You know, you can use – I just did a kerosene heater, Doug. It costs like $125, and I've got a 600-square-foot garage, and it works perfectly.
Yeah, that's a neat garage, though. Man, is that – I love your garage.
Wish
I had one. Yeah, no, it really is. You could live out there with all the tools. That's Tom Kreitler. Check out Money Pit, the Home Improvement Radio.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.